Let's talk about must not losing. David Teal, my friend from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, is joining us on the Adam Gold Show. First, I want to this is I don't want I want to say this the right way. I don't want to say we're getting want to get through this first, but this has had to have been a super difficult time for you, for all of the people in Virginia. I know they didn't play their game against Coastal Carolina. We still don't know. The game this weekend in Blacksburg is still a TBA or a TBD, I guess. So where do we sit with that? And just how has everything else gone? I know they played a basketball game.
Well, they, Adam, there's, as several people have mentioned to me this morning, there are so many moving parts in regards to the Virginia Tech football game. My best information is that the most likely outcomes are outright cancellation or 1 week postponement. And I would imagine we will get that decision today. As for how the Charlottesville and UVA communities and the Commonwealth at large are doing, that's one of those things where it's perhaps they're doing as well as could possibly be expected.
Right.
The memorial on Saturday was incredibly moving, and hopefully for many people, cathartic. There'll never be closure, of course. I went by Scott Stadium on Friday and just went to the makeshift memorial to pay respects, and flowers out front, and there was this wooden carving. You have no idea who did it, but it was facial likenesses of Lavelle and Deshaun and Devin with their names. And it was leaned up against some flowers and a teddy bear. It just, you know, it broke your heart.
Yeah, such a senseless thing. Do we know more about the motivation? It was a former teammate. I was a former football player at Virginia. I don't know about a former teammate. But do we know anything else about the motivation, about the motive for this?
We really don't, Adam. He was, it's interesting you make that distinction. He was not a former teammate.
Right.
He was a one-semester walk-on. I talked to Bronco Mendenhall at length last week and asked him about the suspect. And said he came across their desk because this young man was such a quality student that he had gotten into the university, had earned some scholarship money from the Richmond community, and he had played high school football and wanted to try to walk on. And so he came out, but got hurt, and then left the team after, left the program after one semester.
David Teal from the Richmond Times-Dispatch is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Like, not that the opponent is that the opponent matters in this situation, but Virginia Tech as a community can understand what the University of Virginia is going through at this point, right?
Oh, and tragically, yes, they can. And 2007. Resonates forever in Blacksburg, where 32 innocents lost their lives in a mass shooting. And of course, the Virginia Tech community immediately rallied around UVA last Sunday and Monday, just as UVA had done for Virginia Tech. And it's not just these two schools. I mean, everyone has reached out. The outpouring has been remarkable and reminds you of the good in the world amid unspeakable evil. And there is a There is as Brent Pry, the Virginia Tech coach, talked about after his team had beaten Liberty on Saturday. And I asked him about, does it feel weird because you don't know about closure here? Is this the end of your season? You don't know. And all he said was, we're thinking about our brothers up the road. I think that's the phrase he used, brothers.
Yeah, it's been a tough year for Virginia Tech as well. That's a sneaky good win because they were underdogs against Liberty.
Points.
Yeah. They have needed something good to happen. Hopefully the game will be played, whether it's Saturday or next Saturday. Actually, this Saturday is not even an option.
I believe it is, Adam.
Okay. All right, let's move on to the other part of this conversation where ACC football can't have nice things. It's we're left to just Clemson at this point, and maybe we were always left to just Clemson, even though had North Carolina gone 12-1, they would have beaten Clemson, right? And had the ACC championship, but they were probably still behind one-loss Michigan, certainly one-loss Tennessee. Then Tennessee goes and gives up 63 to Shane Beamer's South Carolina Gamecocks, who hadn't scored 63 points combined in their last three games. Where do you think is Clemson in good shape, or do they still need too many things to happen?
I think they need a lot of things happen. TCU, USC, they certainly need Georgia to win out. They can't have LSU winning the SEC championship game. So it seems to me unlikely that the Tigers can get into the playoff, but I was listening to the Carolina-Georgia Tech game on the Tar Heel Network to Jennings Angel on the way back from Lynchburg the other night. And I was, because the first score I had seen was 17-0. Like, okay, taking care of business, Drake May being Drake May. That's right, they just saw a score. And I couldn't believe what I was listening to.
Yeah, and then the other surprising thing is that they have a chance to go ahead late. And it's an easy pitch and catch to Josh Downs, who, Josh has caught everything this year. And I was talking to somebody last week about the Heisman Trophy. And, Drake May is going to be on my ballot. One, two, or three, Drake May is going to be on my ballot. And so it might have been Joe Giglio, Joe. He said, Drake May might be the Heisman Trophy winner, but he also might be the second best player on his own team. That's how good Josh Downs is. He could very well be, I know he's small, but he could very well be a first-round pick because of his ability to catch the ball and do stuff after the catch. He is a dynamic player. But, that was just an uncharacteristic drop. But then again, doesn't mean that they wouldn't have given up a late touchdown to Georgia Tech anyway.
Yeah, but to think you're playing against a third and fourth string quarterback operating behind a makeshift injury riddled offensive line, and you're at home and you have an outside chance to make the college football playoff, and you lay that egg.
Yeah, that is definitely an egg. And maybe we have too many eggs here. I know we're very much an agricultural state, but maybe here in North Carolina we have too many eggs. And NC State went into this season thinking about huge things, and I know Devin Leary's injury impacted things, but they were sort of looking suspect going into the game where Devin Leary got hurt. What do you make of what ultimately is NC State's fate here?
Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Grand Canyon University, a Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest-growing universities in the country, offering over 250 engaging programs online. GCU integrates the free market system and its welcoming Christian worldview perspective into its academic programs and throughout its online campus. GCU's online students received over $144 million in scholarships in 2021. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you qualify for. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University.
Well, with and without Devin Leary, that offense did not look right.
Right.
And they clearly miss Emezi, their playmaker on the outside. There wasn't a whole lot of run game going on. You know, I was there at Carter-Finley for the Virginia Tech game, and you know, the Hokies are racing them 21-3 until MJ gets it going, and then you think, okay, you know, wow, you know, here's the future, and then you know, then he can't go on Saturday against Louisville, and it just all seems to be cratering for the Wolfpack, as it always seems to.
I mean, we were thinking about 10-win seasons, and now, like, yeah. 7-6 is staring them in the face. If they don't win in Chapel Hill, they lose their bowl game at 7-6.
Yeah.
And, look, injuries matter, but this it's a shame the way ultimately this whole thing went. Who is right now, if you had to send in a ballot, and my ballot would have changed based on results this weekend, but maybe not the one we're thinking about. If you had to vote for coach of the year right now, who would it be?
Elko with Norvell, a close second.
I would, like, Mike Elko definitely would have been, would probably be my vote. Mack Brown would have been on that list had they been able to go 11-1.
No question.
And, I mean, you hate to put it all on that, and Mack Brown didn't necessarily have the execution problems, and Mack clearly talked about it being an execution issue this past week. But, man, they were super fun offensively. And with all the talk about, well, State didn't have Emeka Emezi and this, Carolina went into the season with only one known commodity to catch the ball and no running backs that we knew about. There was a lot of promise, and frankly, neither of the guys we saw early are killing it now. It's somebody else. And yeah, it's, you know, you've got Downs, but we still don't know who the other pass catchers are for North Carolina, and they have managed to make it work. So they've done a great job, and whether it's Mack Brown or Phil Longo or whoever, the head coach is always going to get that credit. They have done a great job getting this team ready, and inexplicably, they spit the bit against Georgia Tech. Player of the year is who, other than Drake May?
Oh, other than Drake May. Come on, Adam.
Is there a second choice?
To me, there isn't. Josh Downs' drop pass notwithstanding,
right,
would probably be number two, and Izzy Abanikanda would be number three.
Or maybe Riley Leonard at Duke, who has had an exceptional year.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're look, I think one of the most fascinating games of the week is Wake-Duke coming up on Saturday. Yeah. Where did that come from?
Yeah. No, you get no argument from me.
At the beginning of the year, I found that it's absolutely hysterical that Duke at Kansas was suddenly a game to watch. Like, what are we talking about? So this basketball game we just saw last week was the second Duke-Kansas game of note this year. We had that first one matching two undefeated teams with, I believe, College Game Day. Just absolutely crazy. David Teal, Richmond Times-Dispatch, I appreciate your time. Thanks for the update on what's going on up in Charlottesville, and we'll talk to you soon. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you and all your listeners, Adam. Be well.
Thanks, David. Take care.
Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.